Are you tired of selling your kidney for a laptop? Do you need to take notes in your family WhatsApp group without your boss thinking you're not working? Tired of explaining something when you could just draw it and share it? How about that backend? Is it heavy laptop related? Let the Mesa Fundi come to your rescue. Hashtag freedom with Fundi. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional.
What's going on? I can't travel to Durban and I really need to see the team. Our telephone bill is through the roof, our server crashed and we've lost all our files.
Are you getting frustrated with problems in your business? Win at work and calm the chaos with Vox's intelligent business solutions. Work smarter, not harder, and connect your business to the world from 899 Rand. T's and C's apply. Visit vox.co.za for more information.
I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast. I'm joined now by Sibusiso Ngwenya, the managing executive for Telkom Financial Services, to explore in some more detail Telkom's rather quiet announcement over the weekend that it is getting into the financial services business. In fact, it appeared in a Sunday newspaper this weekend. I have a copy of it right here, and it says pay, lend, insure, and transact with a little bit more detail. Sibusiso, welcome to the podcast. You announced this by taking an ad in a print newspaper over the weekend. It seemed like a fairly low-key approach to launching what seems to be a fairly large move by Telkom. Was a low-key approach what you were aiming for here?
I think we're building up to something, Duncan. We just wanted to alert the market that Telkom is entering the space. And, you need to look forward to more announcements coming into the future.
Absolutely. Good. So you've launched a life insurance business and you're starting by selling funeral insurance. Funerals are obviously a big business in South Africa. And some other operators in the telco space in South Africa are also offering funeral insurance. Why is this so lucrative to telcos? Why start there?
Well, I suppose I can't speak for other telcos, Duncan. I can speak for what we are doing at Telkom. Sure. And, Telkom already offers short-term insurance in the form of insurance for mobile devices that we offer to our customers. We also offer to our staff a funeral policy, as well as credit life insurance, so we thought it was a natural extension for us to look to offer then a funeral insurance to, our growing mobile customer base of some 12 million customers and the market at large. So it was a natural progression for us.
Right. Now, telecoms companies are increasingly muscling into the space traditionally occupied by banks and insurance companies. It is a very different sort of business, though. Do carriers like Telkom have what it takes to compete? I'm thinking specifically here from a cultural perspective, because I'm imagining the telco culture is quite different to the banking or insurance culture.
So, yeah, I've worked in, insurance companies and I've worked in banks for that matter, Duncan. And in fact, I can say to you, I have found each organization to have its own distinct culture. So it's not so much defined by sector. I think the organizations in the space have their own distinct culture. And Telkom is no different. It has its own distinct culture. But what we see is that we can leverage, as I've indicated, our customer base, our experience in terms of the avenues of insurance that we already play in to then launch ourselves into the financial service space in a more meaningful way. We definitely think leveraging our core capabilities gives us a good platform to make a meaningful entry into financial services.
All right. I guess the question I'm asking is this a complementary area? Do you have the skills you need? Is Telkom culturally geared as an organization to start to compete in an industry that it historically hasn't competed in?
Okay, so yeah, so it's a good question. I think we do feel that there are some complementary attributes for certain, as indicated, notwithstanding being a telecommunications company. Financial service is ubiquitous in the sense that we are also in that business by virtue of being in business. I mean, if you think of any entity, it must make payments, it must have insurance. So financial services in that sense is ubiquitous. And, we are playing in it in a very significant way. We need to collect from our customers payments, for an example. Yes. Through our technology entity PCX, we provide all kinds of services into this environment. If you think about it, as telco.
Yes. It sounds, Sibusiso, like you have a future customer in the background there. I think everyone will understand that we're working from home at the moment. So kids shouting, dogs barking, etc. We've had quite a bit of that on this podcast in the past. So please do forgive that. But I wanted to ask you, who has Telkom partnered with to launch your financial services business?
So on the funeral insurance part, our underwriter is GuardRisk. We went through a fairly intense process, open tender process, in which they emerged victorious, and we look forward to working with them in providing life insurance products to the market.
Now, GuardRisk is part of Metropolitan Momentum Holdings. Have I got that right?
You are correct. It is part of Momentum.
Okay, which is a big JSE listed group. What was it about GuardRisk that attracted you?
So, I mean, as indicated, really what we did here is we went out on open tender for an underwriter for our life products. And it was a very fairly robust and extensive tender in which really GuardRisk shone out as a specialist provider of such a service to entities, such as ourselves. So we have organized the business in the form of a cell captive. And I think, if we go to some of the questions you were asking about culture, that enables us to kind of, separate the business from the mothership, if you will.
Yes.
So that it can be run like a financial services entity as opposed to a telco.
I was actually going to ask whether Telkom considered at all applying to the relevant regulators for its own financial services licenses. Did you have that debate internally, and if you did, why did you eventually settle on working through a third party?
So, yes, Duncan, I mean, you have to consider all the options that are available to you. And at the end of the day, our rationale was that it is very difficult to become, all things to all. Often when you try that strategy, you end up satisfying no one, it was very clear that there are companies that are leaders in their field and have, expertise that we can tap into in this venture of ours. And we opted for that model because it gives us a quick entry into the market. The process of applying for all the kinds of licenses that we would need to have to do the various financial services that we are proposing to bring to market would have taken a significant amount of time. And probably in our view, we would miss out on opportunity given the time that takes. And also we felt that it was not necessary to be a bank, for example, to provide payment services. It was not necessary that we be a life office in order to provide insurance products and so on. So we feel that the strategy we have gone on will help us distinguish ourselves in the market in terms of offering really products that are in tune with what the customer wants and expects in this time.
Now, in the newspaper ad, it says that Telkom has also plans to offer business loans. Now, that's something that I imagine is very squarely in the banking field. What's the thinking there? What's the rationale behind offering business loans to your clients? And what sort of loans are you looking to provide?
So, Duncan, thanks for the question. We are currently live with regards to business loans. You know, if you just visit our website. The rationale for that is that, you know, we understand that the small and medium enterprises, their most valuable asset is by far their time. They really don't have time to go and sit in front of an individual, you know, and fill out a, you know, significant amount of paperwork and potentially get a decision, you know, in a few days' time. So we have gone into lending with the view of providing alternative, financial take on this, in the sense that we're expecting the individual to be able to complete the process really on their laptop. They don't have to get up from there to go to see anybody, and the decision will be made within 24 hours. So we think that service is valuable to an entrepreneur who cannot afford to, you know, time away for their business equals time away from making money.
What sort of loan sizes are you looking at here, and are you going to be offering competitive interest rates?
So interest rates will be competitive. We are looking at providing a business loans ranging from 20,000 and into the millions, really. We are looking at companies that have been in existence for at least a year and having a turnover of R1 million. You know, we think we can help entities of that nature. We also offering invoice discounting, you know, as part of the service in that regard.
Okay. And who have you partnered with to offer these business loans?
So we've partnered with BizCash, and we are also onboarding another partner in this regard.
All right.
So yeah, it's evolving. I think the important thing to take note of is that the services that we are introducing to market are evolving, and we are going to be increasingly adding, more options, more variety of financial services. You would have heard I spoke about this lending play being really focused on business, small and medium businesses. We also, you know, look to offer loans potentially to our consumers as well in time.
Now, the announcement in this ad that was published that grabbed my attention probably the most was the statement that Telkom plans to launch a digital wallet, not only for your Yap app, which is a newly launched app which came out of your Yellow Pages business, I believe, but for other transacting platforms online as well. Take us through what your thinking is there and what you're hoping to do with this digital wallet.
So, Duncan, I think, you know, in South Africa, the wallets, you know, are gaining popularity without question. I think we still see a gap in the market with regards to propositions of that nature. And reason being, you know, there is still a very extensive use of cash, notwithstanding its many drawbacks. You know, it's actually a very costly way of making payment for things. I mean, think about it. You have to go to an ATM somewhere or, you know, to withdraw the money. And then once you have it with you, you need to guard against potentially being a victim of crime, as an example. So it's very clear that there is an opportunity to create an offering that can perhaps go a long way to being a very good substitute for the need to carry cash around. That's really our thinking around a digital wallet, and we think that, you know, if we enable the South African public to be able to have a digital wallet, which is can be progressed, for example, in terms of the ability to add a card, whether physical or digital, to it, and thereby also expanding the payment options that you have available to you, will start making sense, and you know, the journey towards a less cash intensive South Africa will begin to materialize.
When do you expect you're going to launch this digital wallet?
Duncan, I think that we will make an announcement in that regard, you know, in due course.
Is it a 2020 project?
I think the intent is to launch within our current financial year.
Current financial year, okay, which takes us to March 2021. Do you see Telkom launching a full-blown mobile money offering at some point in the future, similar to what Vodacom has done with M-Pesa and MTN with mobile money?
So what we're looking to do is really to have our digital wallet be really an intrinsic part of our ecosystem. This includes our e-commerce platforms, you know, our marketplace. It includes, you know, even these other financial products that I'm talking about. One would be able to take them up within that app. So we see it as central to enabling our potential customers, and indeed current customers who see value in this proposition, from being able to use that digital wallet to make payments even in these platforms.
Yes. So, all right. So heading in that direction.
Yes.
Before I let you go, Sibusiso, how big do you see this business getting, Telkom Financial Services? Is it going to be a meaningful part of Telkom, say, in 5 years from now? Or what sort of growth are you looking at?
Duncan, we definitely believe it has the potential to contribute meaningfully to Telkom within the next 5 years. I mean, we think the space is changing in a very dramatic and rapid way. And there's a number of enablers in this context, you know, the ability to gather data on customers and to do the analytics on it almost real time. Yeah. You know, the broadening of connectivity and conversations around it becoming now a right. That's how essential it's becoming. You know, you're getting debates around that, means that in the world we will be having in 5 years' time is a lot more digital. Yeah. And that has necessitated all of us to become a lot more comfortable with the idea of interacting remotely, of doing business remotely. Just this year alone, that has accelerated. It has normalized the idea that business can be done remotely, and I can interact with people even at the social level remotely.
So COVID may have accelerated your business. Sibusiso Ngwenya is Managing Executive for Telkom Financial Services. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with Tech Central today, and best of luck with developing this business.
Thanks a lot, Duncan. I appreciate your time.